Take your Bible, turn to the book of James, chapter 1. James, chapter 1. We'll begin reading at verse number 17. The Bible says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of His own will begot He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he was like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for just a minute, on reflection of God's Word. On reflection of God's Word. As we look at this, in which we see God's Word, and Bible tells us in verse 17 that everything, praise God, that we have comes from God. That there's nothing that we have that we can see or touch or feel or have in our lives that don't come from God. He makes everything possible, every good work, and it's because God is an unchanging God. Because He changeth not. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Ain't you glad that we serve a God that He said there's no variables, neither shadow of turning? Praise God. That means God don't change. I know we change and such circumstances around us change all the time. But I'm glad we serve a God tonight that's never changed. He's never changed and He never will. Amen. He don't need to change Himself for us. If there's anyone that needs to be changed, it's me and you. For Him. Amen. That we can be more like Him, praise God, as He works in our hearts and our lives. And I think I see it happening here as we realize the perfectness of God and how we're not. Amen. How we're not perfect tonight in any aspect. But praise God, we serve a perfect God. And we have a perfect Savior who's perfectly risen to sit beside the perfect God in heaven to make perfect intercession for you and I. What a God we serve. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. But what He shows us here, praise God, is that there's a God of heaven that's never changing. He's always the same. There's no shadow, there's no chance that He's going to change. And so you say, well, preacher, what do we need to do? We just need to be more like Him. It's us that needs to change. You and I need to change to being more like our Savior. Day by day, seeking His righteousness in our life, praise God. And we realize, you say, preacher, how do we do that? We do that by God's holy word. It takes place through a spiritual birth. And now we know, and it's already been said, that we had a natural birth, praise God, when we come in this world. One that Brother Charles said this morning that we don't remember, amen. I don't remember, you don't remember the day you was born, the day that you come into this world. Now, I've had a couple of little kids tell me that they remembered when they were born, amen. I seriously doubt that, amen, that they did. But I'm glad this morning I can say I'm glad that I know when I was born again. I'm glad I know when Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace when He began to deal with my heart and showed me my need for Him. I'd done come to realization as a young man, praise God, that there was an awful place called hell, and I knew I didn't want to go there. Amen. I didn't know how to get around it. I knew every time I tried to be good, I couldn't. I know that by the time Mama chased me around the house with a keen hickory switch, trying to get my attention. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad God does that too. He's chased me around trying to get my attention, but I'm glad He did on a Wednesday night, 1976. I'm glad, praise God, that He caught up with me in a little church in Oakland, Maryland. He got me in a place that I couldn't run. I went on a Tuesday night, and God, the Holy Ghost, dealt with my heart. Went back on a Wednesday night, and that same spirit was there. He began to deal with my heart again. There was no place to run. I realized, praise God, that little man of God began to preach the Word of God, and that Word of God began to catch this little old child of God. I didn't know I was one yet, but I was about to be one. Something that night that was a brother Junior was about to get a hold of me. Praise God. Hey, listen, I've had my mama get a hold of me a bunch of times. Now I had my daddy get a hold of me a couple times. I didn't want much of that. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of my heart that night that He saved my soul. Praise God. I was begotten by the Word of God. Hey, praise God. It done got a hold of me. I couldn't get away from it. I couldn't figure out which door to run out of. And so what I did, I don't remember even the altar call, but I remember that little old preacher preaching to my heart. And he said, you know what? They's helping the Lord. He said, you don't have to die and go to hell. I prayed God. I said, glory, hallelujah. I want salvation. I don't want to die and go to an awful place where the fire burneth. Praise God, forever, and the worm dieth not. I pray God. I want to be in a place with peace and happiness, joy. I want to be in a place where Jesus Christ is. Glory, hallelujah. I knew that He was the one. They had told me for years and years that there was a Savior, and His name was Jesus. You see what happened? As a hard-headed feller like some of us, praise God, I couldn't get in my head that there was a God who had done that for the world, that would love me enough to do that for me too. But that night in March 1976, the Holy Ghost of God come to where I was, and He said, son, I love you, and I don't want you to die and go to an awful place called hell. I never planned that for you. I purposed you to be my child, and to be, praise God, with me throughout eternity, world without end. Amen. Praise God. Something happened that night. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you what, something else happens too if we ain't careful. If we ain't careful, we'll get right with God and we'll make a profession of faith and we'll receive the Lord as our Savior. But if we don't live right, amen, if we don't talk right, if we don't act right, amen, to God, the Holy Ghost are chasing us. Amen. And if we don't give in to the chastening, praise God, He'll chasten us some more. I want to tell you, my little old mama, praise God, she's 85 years old now, and she's stooped over and can't go very good, but she's chased me a many times, and she'd chased me and she'd chastened me till she got my attention. I want to say, God Almighty's the same. He chased me and He chastened me until He got my attention, praise God, and He brought me to my senses for a long time, praise God. I was playing on the fringes of being good and being bad, but praise God, I'm glad the God of heaven, and it was, well, glory, somebody would jump up and take a run for me. He was bigger than that was in me. Praise God. Well, that was in me was bigger than that one that I was, and that was in me, praise God, began to work on me, and He showed me, praise God, I could be better than that. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I told you the story. I had to get on my face, and I cried out, I said, God, I got a temper. I need something. Amen. I beg God that He took that away from me. I ain't got that no more. Amen. Hey, it's still there. But praise God, God, the Holy Ghost through that alarm system's got it dormant. Amen. Praise God, it don't come out like it used to, because there's a God in me, praise God, that's bigger than anything in this world. And if He's bigger than anything in this world, then there's nothing this world's going to upset me enough, praise God, to me to bring dishonor to my God. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He says that He said, of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. That's how He got a hold of us, youngins. It wasn't a word of a lie. The devil's a word of lie. What the devil tells you. The devil tell you tonight that you can't be a Christian. The devil tell you, see, the devil's full of half-truths. He'll never tell you the truth. He'll give you little essays and he'll give you little half-truths, praise God, to get you to doubt yourself. If you ain't very careful, he'll get you to doubt your Savior. Amen. But he said, we're begotten by the Word. Amen. By the Word of truth. It's the truth probably that makes it, but praise God, it makes you free. Amen. We're begotten by the Word of God. It's that truth of His Word that gets us. It's the truth of that Word that stabilizes us in a relationship with the Lord. It's what we know about Him, praise God, and His goodness and His mercy and His love. As Brother Charles said, praise God, it's not that that first birth we don't know about, but that second one, praise God, I can't forget it. Amen. Brother Bill, it's just as fresh in my mind today as it was. I never forget running home that night, praise God, wanting to call up everybody I knew and tell them I got saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got saved. Amen. I didn't get saved. I got saved. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ moved in my heart. I accepted my Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. I said I haven't lived like I should. Praise God. I've lived close to a lot of time we want to ride the fence. Amen. But it's time, we're living day and hour, we're in life's days, dispensation. It's time to pick a side. Amen. It's a whole lot better on the Lord's side. Right. Now, the old devil, he'll paint you a half truth. He'll say, hey, look, if you look over on that other side, boy, look how green that grass is over there. Amen. And I'll just tell you, if you're an old goat, praise God, that'll get you attention pretty quick. Amen. Sheep won't go over there, praise God, without a leading. Goats will butt their way through. Say, yeah, it's pretty good over here, but. Amen. And they'll want to get over to that's greener on the other side. But I've told you before, praise God, usually because it's the reason it's greener on the other side, because it's growing over a septic tank. Amen. That's right. It's being fueled and fed by something that ain't good, praise the Lord. But on the Lord's side, praise God, these heartaches, these things, the difficulties, but there's a God of heaven that's there to help us, to march us through there and bring us out on the other side, shouting the glory of God. Amen. That new birth that He gives us in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Peter tells us about that in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. He said, seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and the unfeigned love of the brethren, seeing that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now that fervently means an earnest heart, a real heart. And love, he said, you love your brothers and sisters in Christ in a warm fashion. Amen. He said, you treat them better than you treat family. Now, I said that because some of us don't treat family very good. Amen. But he said we love them of unfeigned love. Amen. In other words, it's not a counterfeit love. It's real. Praise the Lord. I love every one of you. You know, but Jesus loves us. He loves us with an unfeigned love. He loves us with a real love. Praise His name. He said, verse 22 and 23, he said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen? So it's that precious Word of God that lives and it abides and it's in our hearts. And that's what we can't get away from, and I'm glad we can't. Amen? I'm glad that it goes with us. Wherever you go, there it is. The Word of God's there, and it's ministered to our hearts. It's ministered to us and through us. The precious things of God. So we see the Word of God as it's manifest to us, that it's that gift from God. It's a gift that's a perfect gift. So we see the gift, and we see what the gift is. It's a gift, but it's not only a gift, it's a perfect gift that the Lord gives us in the Word of God. That we can take, praise God, perfection. We can take perfection into our lives for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. That's the way God designed to be. He goes on in verse 19, he said, or in 18, he said, who is this only begotten, talking about that new birth and the birth that we remember, praise God, begot
of His own will begot He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Amen? He said, so we're that first fruit, praise God. He said, in other words, He said that that seed that's planted in the heart, He said it produces spiritual fruit. Amen? It's that engrafted word, praise God, that He's put into us that produces the fruit of God. Praise God. It makes that difference in us that we see in verse 21. It says, wherefore laying apart all filth and superfluity of naughtiness. That's an overabundance of wickedness. Hello? You say, well, preacher, where's that at? Everywhere you look. An overabundance, a superfluity of naughtiness, an overabundance of wickedness. It's everywhere. We got to be careful. Watch out for it. How do you get around it? With the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. He said, that's that word, that's in the engrafted word, that's implanted into your heart, praise God, that'll save you from the inside out. I think the problem in most churches today, we try to get people cleaned up on the outside, and they're rotten on the inside. If we get them cleaned up on the inside, the Lord does, then He'll change the outside. Amen? I remember years ago, there was a young man that went to church here when I first took the church. And he had real long hair and all that, and he would come to church and praise God. Just a few, I guess, a month or so I'd been here. He got right with God, gave his heart to the Lord, praise God. And the next Sunday, come in with his hair cut off and in a suit. Amen. You remember that? I didn't hardly know who he was. I said, "Who's that feller?" I said, "Well, that's that, you know." And he called him by name. I said, "Well, glory, hallelujah! He sure cleaned up nice." Amen. Praise God. Hey, it wasn't us that cleaned him up. It was God. You said, preacher, you got to cut your hair and wear a suit to be saved. No, I'm not saying that. Praise God. I'm going to say, when you get saved, gloriously born again, praise God, the inside changes and the outside does different. Amen. Praise the Lord. That seed of fruitfulness, praise God, that spiritual fruit that God puts in us, it's by the word of God. It's the truth of His word. Amen. Verse 22 said, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He said, we got to hear it, but he said, we not only got to hear it, but we got to do it. Amen. We got to do it. He said, because we are a reflection of His word. Amen. Now that's where James is getting to now. This is the meat of the word here. He said, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He said, it's like a man looking in the mirror. Amen. I got to thinking about that today. Amen. Praise God. The mirror that helps us. And Mia was talking this, I can't remember if it was this morning, this afternoon, as we was going to get lunch, or this morning coming to, I believe it's this morning coming to church. And she was talking about that song that they sing. That how God is still working on us. Amen. And that song is, you say, well, preacher, that's just a little child song. Well, praise God, no, but it may be a little child song, but there's so much truth in that. Jesus, God is still working on us. We're a continual work in progress. And she said something about the mirror of His word. And there's something about that's just getting my attention. Something that I forget exactly how she said it. She couldn't repeat it again. She said, there's something about that. He said that I just wonder about. Amen. And we've sung that song. We sung it to church. We sung it home. We sung it at home. We sung it all the way back to church. And we kept singing it. I said, there's something about that. If there's something about that that she could see, praise God, her papa, who's a preacher, ought to be able to see it too. I was out there in the study this evening. Boy, I was just praying. I was seeing God's face, and He was giving me all this. And I was thinking, Lord, I just need to understand, you know, the mirror of Your word. Amen. He says, reflection that I see. And I said, whoa, glory, hallelujah. The mirror of His word, the reflection that I see. Ain't that what James is telling us? He said, listen, said the mirror of His word, God points us. He takes His word and He shows us a picture of who we are. He shows us of where we are, shows us who we are, and He shows us where we can be, who we can be, praise God. a reflection of His Word. We ought to be, children, we ought to be a reflection of God's Word. Amen. Not just hearers, but we ought to be doers. He said, He is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. Now, listen to me. If I get up in the morning, I stagger into the bathroom, and I look in the mirror and I realize I need a shave. Amen. This fellow asked me a day, he said, "Preacher," I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you shave every day?" I said, "Why, yeah." He said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He said, even when it's not a church day. I said, "Yeah, even when it's not a church day." I go in there and I turn the hot water on, I lather up my face and I shave. The reason I do that is I look in the mirror and I see stubble. And I can't stand it. If I'm going to leave it, I'd have to leave it and let it grow. Amen? Because I can't stand the stubble. Amen. Praise God. That's just the way it is. So I look. But what happens if I look in the mirror and I see it and I don't do nothing about it? By the end of the day, there's a darkness on my face. People's going to be noticing that I didn't shave. And probably some of you see me somewhere out and you'd say, "That preacher's got so lazy. If it ain't a church day, he ain't even shaving." Amen? You say, "Preacher, I'd never do that, you lying thing." Amen? But I look at it and I see it, praise God, and I know it needs good. But if I don't do it, praise God, it'll just get worse. I mean, James is telling us here, praise God, the reflection of the Word, praise God. If we see it, God reveals it to us, and we don't do nothing about it, it'll just get worse. That darkness will get bigger and bigger. Now, amen, and some people, it's a blessing to have beards. Amen. You know, God can take a beard and cover up a whole lot of ugly. Amen. Oh, me. But I'm telling you, praise God, but if God reveals to us in His Word that there's something, praise God, that we need to address and we don't, praise God, He said, it's like that man looking in the mirror and going about his business and not doing nothing about it. And then when God reveals it to us in His Word, listen, don't get mad at the preacher. Don't get mad at your Sunday school teacher. Don't get mad at mom and daddy, praise God. If God reveals your heart, there's something not right, praise God, just go ahead, bow your head, say, "Lord, forgive me a sinner," and fix it. Amen. Ask God to forgive. If you're lost, ask God to save you. If you're out in sin, if you're living outside of the glory of God, ask God to forgive you that sin and cleanse you. Amen. Make a difference in your life. Praise God. The mirror of His Word, reflection that I see, makes me wonder why He never gave up on me. Think about that words in those little kids' song. The reflection of His Word. Amen. The mirror of His Word, the reflection that I see. That mirror that we look into the Word, and with reflection that we see what we are. We know what we are. We envision what we are because God's already told us what we are. Amen. And He said, it makes me wonder why He never gave up on me. Amen. I got to think about that scene. I said, wow. You know, sometimes there's been aspects, there's been places in my life. It's a wonder world. God didn't just give up on me. Amen. There's been times in my life, it's a wonder God just didn't cut me off. Because the reflection that I saw, praise God, from the Word, praise God, was not pleasing to God. It wasn't to me that I wanted God to be seeing. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. You sound like you're just an awful person." I am. Amen. But the grace of God, without Him, I'm nothing. I can do nothing. I can be nothing. I can have nothing. He said, it's through Him, praise God, all good gifts, all good things come from the Father light to usward. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I look in that mirror, praise God, and I look to, the mirror helps us to examine ourselves to see where we are. Amen. So that God can begin to make a difference in our life. Amen. Verse 26, he said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. It says, pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So in the reflection of God's Word, the reflection that I see, I wonder why God didn't give up on me. Amen. Because he should have, because he said that God showed me in his reflection. He showed me in his word, in the mirror of his word. I praise God, the cleansing that I needed for my life. And a lot of times I just chose to stay dirty. Amen.
Amen.
Now let me just tell you, every one of us, now they may be another clean freak in here. I always try to stay clean. Amen. I always try to take a bath. Amen. So I don't stink. Amen. Once a month, whether I need it or not. When I was a kid, if I was out playing, rolling in the grass, I couldn't wait to get the house to wash that off of me. I don't know about you, that especially if it's fresh grass was mowed, it itch you to death. Mama never had to force me to take a bath. But I have a time or two in my life come in dirty, and I was just so tired and wore out, all I wanted to do is just lay down. And I'd carry myself upstairs if Mama didn't care, and I'd sneak in there and I'd lay on top of my bed. Because I wouldn't get under them covers and me dirty. Amen? So I'd get up there on top of my bed and I'd lay there and sleep, wake up in the morning, froze to death. If Mama didn't catch me. But if she caught me, she'd say, son, did you take a bath? I'd say, no, Mom. Well, get up from there and get down there and get you a bath. You know you ain't getting in my... That's what she said. You know you ain't getting in my bed with all that filth. Now, if my mama thought that about me, how much more my Lord, when he reveals to me the dirtiness of my life, the uncleanness, praise God, that I bring to him, the spottedness. But God says if we'll just clean up. And James said the mirror of the word, praise God, when we look at it, we see dirt on us. We ought to wash our face. Amen. We try to teach our children, amen, to stay clean, to present themselves clean. I told my wife before Samantha was born, we was out somewhere, and they was a couple, I think it was sitting in a rest or something, they had a little one in there in the high chair, and they was feeding them, they was doing this thing, and they got one of their napkins, and they licked on that thing, and they went to scrubbing on that, and I told Teresa, I said, that's awful. Why in the world would they lick that kid and scrub it in public? Samantha wasn't but about maybe a month or two old. Brother Bill, maybe a little bigger than that. She was setting up good. And we was out somewhere. And she had some stuff on her face. I grabbed up a napkin for her. I thought, and I licked that thing. I just scrubbing it. Amen. Praise God. I didn't want nobody to see her all dirty like that. They'd think I didn't love her. They'd think I wasn't caring for her. Amen. I wanted to be the presenter. I wanted her to know, praise God, that she is my little old youngin', and I was proud of her. Hey, I was proud of her with a dirty face. Praise God. But I tell you what, I was going to do my best to get rid of those spots. I got to think about it. How much more is my God in heaven? When the defilement of this world gets on me and you, praise God, a reflection of the Word, glory, hallelujah. He wants to show us that dirt's on us so the Holy Ghost of God can scrub her off. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes it feels like he's using a Brillo pad and Ajax. Amen. But glory, hallelujah, when he cleans you up, you're clean indeed. Amen. There's no bad residue, maybe just a little rash when he gets done with you. But boy, I tell you what, you feel so much better when you know you're clean. Amen. Praise God. It's good just to come clean from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We got to do it because of the Word of God. Because God speaks to us, praise God. Hey, we've got to do it, not just read it, not just study, not just know it, but we got to do it. When God reveals things to us, praise God, by His Word, shows us the error of our ways and the goodness of His, praise God, it's just time to do an about face, turn from it, repent of it, and go with God. Amen. I'll just tell you tonight, stubbornness won't help you none. Amen. Stubbornness, did you hear what I said? Stubbornness won't help you none. God is a whole lot more consistent than most parents are. Amen. What's wrong with the families today is there's no consistency. We tell our kids no, but we don't really mean it. We give them chances to say 1, 2, 10. Amen. Amen. We need to tell them no. No means no. There's a story a fellow said, a preacher friend, he's got the 3 or 4 kids, and they was uptown, they went to the big city, and his little boy got him, he was about 4 or 5 years old, and he got away from his mama, and he took off running down the street, got down there almost to the corner, here was coming a big old bus, and he got down there, and the daddy hollered at him, said, son, stop! And said, son, when he said dad, because he had been trained to, he said, that little old boy stopped just like you'd throw the brakes on, and that bus went right on by him. If he hadn't hollered stop, the little boy never seen the bus coming. He'd have been squashed like a bug. But praise God, I'm glad when God Almighty says stop, if we'll just stop, praise God, He'll keep us from harm. Amen. Just imagine He hadn't taught him to stop. But God, yeah. Well, if you had said 1, oh well, amen. But God Almighty, He gives us in the reflection of His Word. Praise God, He helps us, amen. The truth is given, praise God, from God Almighty, not to be contemplated and thought about, but to be done, amen. It's not just to think about, but it's to do. When God gives us truth, praise God, His truth is complete. We just do His truth. He said not to be hearers only, but doers of the Word. Then God makes a reflection of the Word. Amen. The reflection of the Word. He says He loves me. In this little song, He said He makes me wonder why He never gave up on me. He said He loves me as I am. Now watch this. And helps me when I pray. Remember, He's the potter and we're the clay. Amen? Don't question the potter. He knows what you need to be. And He knows how to make you perfect for His glory. And when He presents you as that vessel unto Himself, you'll be without spot or blemish. James said, if you'll just look in the mirror of His Word, a reflection of the Word, praise God. It'll help you see who you are. It'll help you know who God would have you to be. And God will help you get there through the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. He makes that difference. The reflection of the Word. It makes a difference of who we are, where we are, and where we'll be when it's all said and done. And we'll be that perfect vessel that God Almighty will present to Himself when He ushers us into the portals of glory. Amen. Well, he'll carry us in there, and he'll say, Father, here they are. That Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of heaven. Amen. When we bombard those gates, when we pull up on yonder shore, the old gatekeeper, Psalms 24. Amen. He said, who is this Lord of hosts? Amen. And the Lord said, He's the King of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now open wide and we'll march in. Praise God. We'll be perfect as He made us for His glory. A reflection of His Word makes us who we are. When we're hearers and doers of what God says.